Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 19th, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. On Wednesday, December 17th, United advised, as a result of a clerical error, early out severance was miscalculated at $4,200 per year of flight attendant seniority instead of the correct plan amount of $4,000 per year. This affected all flight attendants with less than 25 years of SW seniority. The error resulted in an overpayment of your severance in an amount between $3,000 and $4,600, depending upon your years as flight attendant. Those with 25 years or more of a service were not affected because they received the EEOP maximum payment of $100,000. As the initial contact from the company advising of the overpayment, United placed automated telephone calls to all flight attendants with a U.S. telephone number on file with the company, alerting participants of the overpayment. In addition, United will be sending a letter via Federal Express alerting each affected flight attendant of the overpayment. Telephone calls were not placed to international telephone numbers through the automated system out of concern that these calls might be placed in the middle of the night at some locations. However, flight attendant participants in the EEOP based at international domicile who had U.S. telephone numbers on file will have received a call at this number from the automated dialer. United management has indicated an additional contact will be made with each affected flight attendant in the coming days concerning the specific details of the overpayment amount, adjusted for taxes and repayment instructions. United is asking that those affected send your name, file number, and preferred email address to earlyout@united.com in order to facilitate communication on this important issue. In communication with employees, management recognized the extra work this error will cause for those affected and has expressed their apology for the inconvenience. As a reminder, in order to trade vacations with another flight attendant for the month of February, the trades must be submitted by December 30th, 2014. Our contract provides the ability for flight attendants to trade their unused vacation for an open vacation period throughout the year. Section 18G of our contract requires that the company post any vacated or unawarded vacation days to be bid for during this period. Interim vacation bids open on the first business day, weekday of the scheduled month, and remains open for 7 consecutive days. The dates bid open for 2015 are as follows. For January, that's December 30th, and bids close on January 6th. For February, January 30th, bids open and close on February 6th. In March, the bids open on March 2nd and close on March 9th. In April, the bids open on April 1st and close April 8th. In May, they open on May 1st and close on May 8th. In June, they open on June 1st and close on June 8th. In July, they open on June 30th and close on July 7th. In August, they open on July 30th and close on August 6th. In September, they open on August 31st and close on September 7th. And in October, they open on September 29th and close on October 6th. There is one exception to the interim vacation bidding process, and that occurs if you were awarded a January or February vacation in the annual award. You are not eligible to bid out of these months by use of the interim bid. However, you may move your entire February vacation to any other vacation period within the February schedule month. Interim bids must be submitted through the company's Flying Together website. For more information about the interim vacation bidding process, visit our website. On December 17th, Alaskan Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, voted to accept a tentative agreement that offers significant improvements for the 3,400 flight attendants at Alaska Airlines. We would like to offer our congratulations to their members and our AFA sisters and brothers for their hard work and dedication. On December 18th, at a special Association of Professional Flight Attendants Executive Council meeting held near Dallas, Texas, the APFA Executive Committee ratified the restoration of the wage rates in the tentative agreement effective January 1, 2015, without any requirement of membership ratification. As a result of this action restoring the TA wage rates, the value of the contract has been restored to that of the TA rejected in November of this year. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.